Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The sounding of the shofar. That's the trumpet blast of the sound of the heavenly realm. That's the awakening of our soul to be attentive and alert, to hear the movement of the Holy, hear the Holy Spirit, to move with the Holy Spirit. It's the cleansing of our atmosphere to release the day off of us, whatever you was coming from, whatever you was going through. It's just a sound to help us release and relinquish all burdens and all cares and be attentive to what the Word is going to do for us, attentive to what the Holy Spirit is going to say to us. It's the honoring and the welcoming of the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, for him to captivate our atmosphere and scatter our enemies abroad from wherever we're at, in our homes, in our cars, in our offices, wherever we are, to scatter them abroad. And it's the sound of victory that we declare by faith in the natural realm that we are victorious in Christ right now in the realm that we're in right now on this earth. Amen. Hello. Welcome again to another session. We are here. This is Yolanda Reeves. I am with Anointed and Accessory Prayer Ministry. I am honored. I am thankful that each and every one of you are joining us right now. Your time is the greatest commodity that you can invest in developing your spirit and getting closer to God and transforming your life. And it's it's an honor to be here. I have been given this opportunity by Evangelist Linda from Gatekeepers Ministry to host 7 weeks. 7 is the number of completions. 7 weeks on a Monday night. So today's the second show. We have 4 more Mondays to go, and I want you guys to join with us. I want you guys to invite people. I want you guys to share the links that you see on some of the announcements. You can go to Gatekeepers, www.gatekeepersministry.com/gatekeepersministry. We are on demand, and you can see that the this broadcast, and you can share that link to individuals and do your part at spreading the word of God as a minister or as just a leader in spreading the word of God. Amen. Because that's what we are called to do, each and every one of us. That's part of our ministry, to speak the word of God. So it's an honor to be here again. A blessing over the word in Hebrew, Baruch Atah Yehovah Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu la'asot gedarei Torah. And what we just declared in our Hebraic tongue is, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. You have sanctified us in your commandments, and you have commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of your Torah. The Torah literally meaning your guidance and your instructions, the accurate arrangement of all things, the teachings of his word from Genesis to Revelation, and revealing of his word through his Holy Spirit, which is alive today. Amen. We give God all the glory and honor and praise for this word. Today we are going to be discussing miraculous faith. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us need a new faith walk. Each and every one of us can go to new heights and new measures in our faith. And I know it's a lot of times when I get the counseling calls through the ministry, and a lot of people begin to ask, I don't have that type of faith. How do I get that type of faith? And a lot of times we go to church and they speak about faith and they tell you about faith from Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. But sometimes your mind can't really grasp what that means. Sometimes we need an ABC walk through the Bible, amen? Sometimes we need to have a little baby talk to say, okay, do this, do this, do that, and then this will happen. So we're going to talk about how we can do this walk and have miraculous faith. Last week we talked about walking in love and doing a lot of these things. So all of this is a collaboration. And when we were discussing in a couple of shows that I did for Sister Linda that I was on as a guest, we always speak about, and in last week's show, we talked about your identity. And you're going to hear that from me constantly because that's very important. That's like the ground foundation of anything that you're doing in your spiritual walk. You have to understand who you are. So just for an example, if you were born as a prince, if you were born as a prince or a princess, into this royalty. And from a child, they're raising you up and they're training you up to be prepared to sit on your throne, to be prepared to take the kingdom as a king, to be prepared for you to be a queen. They're training you up and they're developing you and they're letting you know what you have in that body, in that family. Amen. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. We're training you up and God is training you up as you grow in faith, as you grow in as a spirit, so you can understand what you have in him, that you have the riches, that you have power and authority, that you can declare things and speak things, and these things have to come to pass. But you have to hear these things. You can't just be told, okay, you can do it. You have to hear it that you can do it. You have to hear how to do it. You have to be reminded that you can do it. You have to be reminded how you can how to do it. It's a constant walk. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing what the word of God. You have to hear that thing over and over and over again. Amen. So let's talk about this today. So we're going to just review our identity in Christ. Identity in Christ, when you hear me say that or you hear anybody say that, it's literally just saying you're understanding who you are as a spiritual being, that you're a spiritual being first. Housed in the fleshly body. You're housed in this fleshly body with the spirit of the resurrection power of the living Christ inside of you. He's backing you with unlimited access to the heavenly realm, unlimited access into the heavenly realm, with unlimited treasures and powers and capabilities that you have that you can do here on earth right now. It means that you are able to walk in eternity and in time simultaneously, because you are created in Christ and because Christ is in you. You have to understand that. So you have to understand when you say certain things, you are speaking life or death over a situation. So faith, we need to speak faith. Faith, remember we spoke last week, faith, the word from Hebrew is called emunah. Emunah literally means to be steadfast and consistent and unmovable in the things that Father told you. Immunah, that is what faith is, to be steadfast and consistent. It's a walk. It's a constant renewing. It's a constant refreshing. It's a constant knowing. It's a constant believing. Amen? That's why he said pray without ceasing. Be watchful at all times. You have to do this thing constantly. Walking, like we said last week, it's a verb. It's something you must do constantly. If you stop walking, you are no longer walking. You're standing. Amen. It changes the whole definition of the word. It changes the whole meaning. It changes it from being an action to no action at all. That's the same thing with faith. Amen. So we're going to see that. I just wanted to review, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants us to review a couple of scriptures, because remember, the scriptures is what brings faith alive. The scriptures is what does everything. It's the living word of God that allows you to move in power. Amen? So in 1 Corinthians 6:17, this is just letting you know about your identity. Your identity is the foundation and the root of how you move in the spirit realm, regardless if you're walking in love, if you're moving into the miraculous realm of faith, if you're declaring, decreeing stuff, if you're casting out demons, whatever you are doing, you have to understand it from this foundational level. Amen? So we're reviewing scriptures about who you are in Christ so you can see it biblically, not just take my word for it, and that you have scriptures to refresh and renew your mind with and study to show yourself approved. Amen? So 1 Corinthians 6:17, it says, but whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in the spirit. So this is showing you that you're one with him. Him who? The Lord. Who is the Lord? Christ. Christ. You're with him. You're with the Messiah in the spirit. You're one with him. That's your identity, is with him. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. It says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? My pastor, Gerald, uses this all the time. He says, you have to have this memorized. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Who is in you? You have to hear it. The Holy Spirit, Christ is in you. Amen. Your identity is in him and he is in you. So you are able to activate and move in these things in these areas because of who is in you. Another scripture that you can refresh your memory, your mind on, renew your mind with. Colossians 2, 9 through 10. It says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity, the Godhead, lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In Christ, all the fullness of the God is inside of you, what he said, in a bodily form. Like the same thing I mentioned, that you are a spiritual being housed in a fleshly body, in a bodily form. Christ is inside of you in that bodily form, that fleshly form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Everything that Father, everything that Christ did on Calvary, everything that he died for is in the fullness inside of you right now. You can obtain it. You can obtain it. You can obtain the inheritance. You can obtain his speaking power. You can obtain all of these things. Amen. And you can obtain miraculous faith and receive the manifestations of what you speak and speaking Father's word over your life, and you can obtain that thing now in the natural realm. Amen. Galatians 3:27. And then we just have one more, and then we're going to continue to go on. Galatians 3:27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. When you clothe yourself, when people dress up, and I really don't like want to use this one, but when you do, when people that do honor or celebrate Halloween, when they dress up in that character, they literally try to become that character. So he says that you are clothed, you have clothed yourself with Christ. You have to become that individual. You have to let your flesh know that I am no longer my old self, that I am Christ right now. I am in Christ. I have the powers that Christ has given me. I have the authority that Christ has given me. I have the victory that Christ has given me. I have the healing, hallelujah, that Christ has given me. I have the financial blessings and prosperity, hallelujah, that Christ has given me. You're clothing yourself with Christ, literally meaning you're clothing yourself with the living word of God. Because what is Christ? In the beginning was the word was God, the word was with God. Christ comes from God, from the beginning, the living word. Amen. You're clothing yourself with the word. Hallelujah. Okay. And in Colossians 3:1, it says, since then you have been raised with Christ. You have been raised with him. Set your heart on the things above where Christ is. Set your heart on things above where Christ is. Seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died. Your fleshly nature died, for you died, and your life now is hidden with Christ in God. So we reviewed those scriptures so you can have an understanding, a biblical understanding, a scriptural understanding of what it means to have your identity in Christ. And if you Google it or research it to have it easier, it'll bring you up a whole bunch of scriptures in Christ. You could put Christ in Christ and Christ in me, in him scriptures, and it'll bring up a whole bunch, and you study that and you renew that, renew your mind with it. And not only that, you speak that thing over yourself and you declare it and you tell yourself, this is who I am. I'm not who my mother and my father says I am. I'm not what the world says I am. I'm not what my brothers and sisters say I am. This is who I am first, because God so loved us first that he gave us his only begotten son, and he needs to become our first love. Amen. So this is who you are first, as a spiritual being first. And once you know that and you operate as that, everything begins to flow what? In his will, in his way, the way he has ordained it for your life. Amen? So, to have miraculous faith, to walk in faith, you know, I'm not going to review, and the Holy Spirit didn't lead me to review the common scriptures. He always takes me the uncommon route. You know, we hear, see, faith, if you have faith as a mustard seed, then you can speak to that mountain. So we can see that. Let's read that one. That's the most common one that we usually hear when you hear about faith. Mark 11, 22-24. So Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. This is the common scripture that I've known that since I've been growing up in church. I've always heard this. But there's key when you're reading, don't just read to read. Look at it from like a contract perspective. Dissect the word. Look at each individual word. Is it past tense? Is it present tense? Is he talking now or did it already occur? You know, what other things are involved in this thing? Let's look at this scripture thoroughly, because you're to walk in miraculous faith, you have to use your speaking power and authority. You have to be able to declare the word of God. You have to be able to speak the word to the situation or speak the word in the atmosphere where you at, where you are, or where you want it to be. You can speak a word, and wherever you want that word to go, you can speak it and it will go. Amen? So that's how Jesus answered when the centurion man came to him and he asked him, he said, I need you to heal somebody. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. He said, but if you speak a word, I know that it shall happen, that person will be healed and made whole. And he spoke the word and it was done. So you can speak the word if you're in Alaska and you need something to happen in the United States. You can speak that thing, but you have to believe that you have that power and authority to do it. Amen? You have to believe that. You have to believe that you are able to do what Christ has called you to do. Okay, so let's review the scripture. It says, Mark 11, 22 to 24. I believe this is the New King James Version. It says, so Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. And some other scriptures may say, have the God-like faith. So when you see have faith in God, I know you're saying, well, how are you going to use the same word in the context? But he's trying to say, have that God-type faith. Have that faith that you understand that when in the beginning, like in Genesis, in the beginning, he said, let there be light, and there was light. When he spoke and he created everything that he spoke, it occurred. So that's the God type of faith that he's telling you to have. He's telling you to move in that type of power and authority so that when you speak something, you know that it's going to occur. And it's not just about speaking something. It's about speaking the living word of God over the situation. It's about holding God accountable to his living word and to the promises that he has declared over your life. But if you don't know the word, how are you going to speak the word? That's why you have to pray without ceasing. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved. Approved by who? Not man. Man can't approve you. Only God can approve you. Amen? You have to study to renew your mind so you can know what the word is saying. So when you get in a situation that's sticky or uncomfortable, when you get in a situation where you feel like your back is up against the wall, you can speak and things have to change because the word is alive. And when it goes forth out in the atmosphere, it's doing things in the atmosphere. Amen? Like you have molecules and stuff going on in your body right now. You don't know what's going on and what it's doing. That's the same thing with the living word of faith. With the living word of God. You speak it, you don't really know what's going on because you can't see it, but you have to believe that you know that something is going on. And the most common thing that I always use on the prayer line is, when you get up and you go to work Monday through Friday, and if you get paid every Friday, you know you're going to get a check on Friday. When you walk in the office on Friday, you know you're going to get on check on Friday. And if something happened to that check, you know something's going to go down. A lot of us are like, if they don't give me my check, okay? So when you have that type of faith to know that if I work for man Monday through Friday, and when I walk in an office on Friday, I'm going to get a check. Why you can't have that type of faith to know that if I speak the living word of God and I speak it and I believe it, then something is going to happen. I am going to receive something from that word. This is the level and the realm you have to move in. We have more faith in man than we have in God. Okay, so he says, have faith in God. Verse 23, he says, for surely, I'm on Mark 11, 23, verse 23. He says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Do you hear those key words that I'm emphasizing? Whatever you say, and do not doubt where in your heart. Miraculous faith is a heart issue. To go into the miraculous realm, you have to have a clean heart. You have to ask God to purge your heart of anything that is in there that is not of what? The fruit of the Spirit. We see that in Galatians 5, 22 on. You have to have your heart full of love and joy and peace and patience. And that's a constant renewing. So whatever you say, you have to not doubt in your heart and believe that what you say will be done. That is so important in walking in this miraculous level, in walking in this miraculous faith. If you need something right now, whether it's healing, whether it's financial blessings, whether it's restoration, whatever it is that you need, you have to grasp it now. You have to understand that your identity is in Christ. You have to understand that the living word of God is truly alive because Christ is alive. And that word and that power is alive inside of you. And you have to know what the word says and the promises of what God is saying over your life, that you are victorious, that you are the head and not the tail, that his plans for you is to make you prosperous. As your soul prospers, you will prosper. You know that all of the promises of God, you have to know these things and be able to declare them over your life, over that situation, and speak it with power and authority and boldness and accuracy and in truth, believing and knowing that it shall come to pass. Key words. Say. You have to speak it. Have a clean heart. You have to believe it. I don't care what your natural eyes say. I use the bank account as an example. Your bank account is overdrawn. You got a bill coming up. You speak that bill paid in the name of Yeshua. You speak that bill paid in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Father is over all the riches in the heavenly realm. Father is over all things, all man, all beast, all cattle. God is over all things. And when you trust and know that he will provide for you whatever your need is, and you trust and know that he's truly going to make a way, that's when that miraculous faith comes forth. When you speak forth this word, that you say, Father, I believe that my identity is in Christ. I believe that I am seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ right now, above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions, above all of those things. And every name will bow down to you. And a bill is a name. Cancer is a name. Sickness is a name. You know, all of those things is just a name. Separation, divorce, all of those things are names of things. And I command them to bow down to you right now in the name of Yeshua. I take authority over those names. And I speak life to the situation. I take authority over sickness. And I speak life over my health. And I command my body and my mind to line up to your will, to line up to your word, oh God. And even if you don't know the scriptures, you command the situation to align up with the living word of God. You can do just that. And you can say, I believe you, God, because your word, if you would lie to me, you would have to self-destruct yourself and this whole entire earth, because God is a God that will not lie. He will not lie to you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Amen? So we're going to walk in this miraculous faith, because there's things that you need. There's things that you need to obtain, not just for yourself, because your life is not your own. You're walking this walk right now because your walk is going to deliver someone else, because God is using you as a living vessel to deliver other souls. But we sometimes get so caught up in self and what's going on with us and thinking that we're the only ones caught up in the situation that we forget that our life is not our own. I give myself to you, Christ. I give myself to you, God. This is how we have to walk. This is how we have to talk. This is how we have to renew our mind. Amen? Okay, so let's keep going. So we have to understand our identity. That's the foundation of all things. That's the foundation of speaking faith, walking, immuna, steadfast and consistent and unmovable and speaking God's word and praying God's word, believing God's word, owning it, ownership, owning your inheritance and believing it. Because you are royalty. You are royalty. I use an example of you being born as a queen or a king, and you truly are. Because you are in Christ. You are royalty. You have that inheritance that they have. You have it in the spirit realm. Do you want it in the natural realm? Speak it forth. Declare it forth. And let the miraculous happen for you. Let's continue. So you have your identity, understanding that. You have your speaking power and your authority, declaring the word of God. Speak the word of God over the situation. You have to understand that the word and the life of the word and the power of the word is in an eternal realm. And like we mentioned before, you are a simultaneous being. You can live in the internal realm and in the heavenly realm simultaneously. I'm sitting right now and where I'm at on earth, but I can close my eyes and I can begin to speak the word of God. I can begin to pray. I can begin to perceive things. I can begin to move in the prophetic realm because of the spiritual being that's inside of me. And you can do the exact same thing. You don't have to pray just like I pray. You can pray how Father created you to pray in your identity, because we're all a part of the body of Christ. We're all a part of the same body. We just have different functions. I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. Speaking power and authority. The other thing was, remember we spoke about last week for those that joined about keeping your armor on. I wanted to review it from a deeper level. A deeper meaning of it. When we were studying from the Hebraic perspective, our minister Brax gave me this years ago, Minister Patty Brax, he gave it to me. And the ultimate purpose of the armor of God is that you win your battles through Christ, through Yeshua, because he is the hope of glory. Because the battles are not yours, they're Jehovah's, they're God's. And it says that in 1 Samuel 17:47, that the battles are not yours. So when you're putting on this armor, the ultimate purpose of you putting it on is that you're replacing your flesh with Christ. That makes everything possible that not your will be done, but that his will be done. When you're putting on the breastplate of righteousness, you're commanding sin to get out and to keep it out. You're taking off a sin garment, the filthy rags of self-righteousness, and you're acknowledging Jehovah as your righteousness. When you're putting on the helmet of salvation, it's for your soulish protection, that you're entering in to a level of peace, God's peace, his shalom, the destruction of the authority of chaos upon your life, that you're entering that. You're destroying any type of chaos that the enemy is sending your way, that you're being spiritually minded, that you have the mind of Christ, like we spoke about. See, you're going back to your identity again. So if I say the mind of Christ, you have to understand your identity to understand that you have the mind of Christ. You understand? So you have the mind of Christ. You have to take off all your carnal thinking, all your carnality, all your carnal ways, that you will no longer operate out of your five senses, which sends signals to your carnal mind. But you're telling yourself when you're putting on the helmet of salvation, that you are exercising out of your spiritual sensing, that you are going to do your spiritual hearing, your spiritual sight, your spiritual touch, your spiritual taste, your spiritual smell. That's what you're doing when you're putting on the helmet of salvation. When he says you're girding your waist, you're girding your loins about with truth. You're setting you free from bondages and strongholds. Bondages and strongholds that men or women have put over you, that a hurt and shame may have got in and it's attached to you. You're releasing yourself from that. You're operating in discernment so that way you can continue to move and be free and have your being free in Christ. That you're taking off all your dependency off of flesh, and you're putting all your dependency on the word of God, trusting and believing in him 100%. And that part is so important in walking in the miraculous, trusting and believing in God 100%. When you're shredding your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you're telling yourself that you're enabling yourself to walk in the spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the ultimate purpose. That your spirit leads you and that you walk in light as God is light. and that you shrugged your feet with that preparation, taking off what? Vanity and pride and darkness and ignorance, and that you're acknowledging Jehovah as he is present, all-powerful, all-knowing, the shield of faith. You're covering yourself from the surroundings, that you're ridding yourself of all fear, that you're trusting Yeshua, that you're trusting Christ, you're trusting Jesus, and you're thanking him for all things. Taking off fear and mistrust and unthankfulness and unfaithfulness and disobedience and the sword of the Spirit, that you're taking authority over the enemy, that you're going to defeat the enemy with the word of God as the Spirit of God leads you, that you're going to pick up his word, which is a sword, and you're going to put away murmuring and complaining and condemning and criticizing, and you're going to acknowledge Jehovah as your authority, as the Lord of hosts, as the chief commander in your life, and you're going to take that word, which is your sword, and you're going to cut away anything that does not align up with God's word. Amen? If you're going for a job and someone say, well, you're not qualified for that, you're going to cut it with the word of God. You're going to cut that with the word of God, because God is the qualifier. God is the one that enables you to be able to do all things. God is the one that strengthens you. You get your wisdom from God. You don't need a piece of paper to be qualified. You don't need a piece of paper from man to be qualified for a position. So don't let no one speak to you that is not in a God level. Don't let no one speak to you that is not speaking life words over you. This is what you need, and this is how you can, this is what you do. These are the keys that you do on a day-to-day basis to speak faith forth. And that's how you see the miraculous happen. Y'all know I'm a transparent person. I was living in this two-bedroom, one-bathroom, bug-infested apartment. I had to move there from this luxury apartment place when my youngest son's father tried to kill me. He got strung out on drugs, and he tried to kill me, tried to knock me out a two-story window. He got on drugs. I told him he had to go. Long story short, he tried to kill me. Broke into the house, tried to kill me, tried to knock me out a two-story. That's the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. The sound was going out of my body for days. I couldn't hear for days. I don't do scary stuff. So, like, that was some scary stuff to me. So I was, like, scared for a long time. I think till this day I stay inside a little bit too much. But long story short, they moved me from my luxury apartment home place to this, witness protection spot, which was a two-bedroom, one-bath, very confined. I didn't like it, okay? And it had a lot of bugs, and I just didn't like it. And I lived there for about a year and a half. And I got online one day. Before I got online, I wrote down. I said, God, I need a house. I said, whether you give it to me where I can get a mortgage or I have to rent, I said, but I need a house. I said, because my son's crib is in the little dining room area that we had. The living room area wasn't the living room because Junior's toys was all in the living room. So we had this one little couch. And I said, we have no room to actually live. We're on top of each other. Things is on top of each other. And that's when I was started the ministry that Father told me to start. So I was doing the services out of the apartment. So the neighbors next door was banging on the wall to tell me to stop praying. The neighbors underneath was using their broom or whatever to bang on the ceiling so I can hear it on my floor to tell me to stop praying. And I continued to pray. So I wrote down, God, I need a house. I said, I need a house that's big enough to where they can put the stuff in the backyard, to where we can do this. I said, I need a house that's affordable, God. I said, it can't be no more than this amount. I was very detailed. I wrote it out. Remember, he says, write it and make it plain. And I said, I'm going to believe you for it, and I'm going to speak this thing forth. And I started believing. I said, because you said I can have whatever you said I can have my heart's desires, Father. And I just started speaking his word. I just started speaking. I wrote everything out what I needed. I needed an office in the house. I needed to be downstairs, separated from the bedroom so I don't hear the kids. And when I tell you, I got on Craigslist and I started looking for the house. And on the 10th page of Craigslist, I found the house. And I thought it was a scam. And I said, but I'm going to go check it out anyway. Because I wrote it down, because I believed it, and I was steadfast and consistent and unmovable what God told me to do. And continuing in my prayers and continuing in my speaking power, we found this house. And we've been here for 4 years. For 4 years. And that's material things that's going to pass. It is going to pass. But it's the things that sometimes we need right now to be comfortable, to be able to pray, to be able to praise, to be able to speak forth, to be able to be transformed, to be a vessel, a full vessel that God needs us to be to help save souls and bring them into the kingdom. Because that's ultimately why we're on the line today. We're talking about walking in love so you can have a cleansing of your spirit and your heart and your mind and your soul. We did that last week. We're talking about walking in the miraculous so you can bring forth the kingdom blessings, the heavenly blessings, into your life so you can be stable so that Father can bless you with overflow so you can be a blessing to others. The blessing is not for you. It's so you can be a blessing to others. That's the whole point of all of this. A blessing to others, to bless someone else's soul so they can receive Christ and come into the kingdom so they can receive eternal life. All of this temporal stuff that we're focused on is going to pass. It's the eternal stuff that we have to stay focused on. Laser focused on. So we said we got to keep our armor on. So we have our identity. We understand our identity so we can speak from our identity, so we can move into the level of faith so it can become miraculous. We understand that we have our speaking power and authority from where we at in our identity in Christ, so we can speak the living word of God. We can understand the living word of God, speak it in power and authority, and move into the miraculous. We understand that we have to keep our armor on and what our armor means and why we put it on. So we're taking off all our fleshly nature and our fleshly desires, and we're putting on the spirit of Christ, and we're clothing ourselves with his true identity so we can speak at the God level where we are truly at in the heavenly realm, in the spirit. So we can see the manifestations of the living word that's in the heaven. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. We're speaking it into the earthly realm. So it comes in time with us now, and we can obtain these things that Father has told us. You have not because you asked not. You have not because you didn't ask. You have not because you didn't believe. You have not because you didn't speak. You're talking about the situation that is before you, and you're putting heat to it. And you're letting it boil and boil and boil. But the only thing is, the water is not boiling out. You're talking about all the stuff that's going wrong. You're talking about all the stuff that has not occurred. Instead of talking about the stuff that Father tells you that you already have. Am I saying that it's going to always occur instantaneously? No, I'm not. Do you have to wait sometimes? Yes, you may. Is it going to be a long time? I don't know. 1,000 years to God can be a day. God's timing is not our timing. Sometimes 7 years to us, we seem like, oh, my God, this is never going to happen. But that could be a blinking in the eye to Daddy. That could be just a puff of breath for him. We don't know. We have to be patient. Speaking of that, your identity comes with your gifts of the Spirit and your fruit of the Spirit. You have to have on your fruits. You have to understand your fruits, and patience is one of them. Love is one of them. You have to be walking in these attributes, even if you're not walking in them at all times, because we are what? We do have flesh on us, and it does take time to learn how to walk simultaneously in this body, your spiritual being housed in this fleshy body. Because of that, you know, sometimes you're not always 100% walking in the spirit because you don't know how to operate it. But if you're doing it the majority of the time, consistently, persistently, things is going to happen. When you're walking, when you're moving, things is going to happen. When you're speaking at the God level that you are at, where you are seated at, things is going to happen the way God wants them to happen. When things start coming against you, it's because the enemy has to come against you, because he's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop your faith, your belief. The hope of glory is inside of you. He's trying to shut them down and keep them out. Keep them out of your mind. You cannot allow that to happen. The fruit of the Spirit is in Galatians. Galatians 5:22, the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to find that. Hallelujah. Gifts of the Spirit, I had it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The gifts of the Spirit is important for speaking things into the miraculous, because you have to understand that you're walking in all of these attributes of Christ, and you know have to know what they are. So, like, discernment is one of them. Discernment. You have to be able to discern certain things when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You have to be able to receive revelation from God. You have to be able to receive the understanding from God. All of these are the gifts of the Spirit. You're walking in these gifts. You're walking in these understanding. You're walking in this type of love. Can we read? We're going to read that real quick because we have time. And it's important. The gifts of the Holy Spirit is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are different kinds of gifts, verse 4, but they all are given to believers by the same Spirit, the same Spirit that's housed inside of you. Verse 5, there are different ways to serve, but they all come, what, from the same Lord. There are different ways the Spirit works, but the same God is working in all these ways in all people. The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in the same, in a special way. That is for the good of all. To some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. To others, the Spirit gives a message of knowledge. To others, the Spirit gives the gifts of, the Spirit gives faith. To others, that one Spirit gives the gift of healing. To others, he gives the power to do miracles. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy. To others, he gives the ability to tell the Spirit apart. That's discernment. To others, he gives the ability to speak in different kind of languages that they have not known before. And to others, he gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. All these gifts are produced by one and the same Spirit. He gives gifts to each person just as he decides. He, the Lord. So why are we talking about this? Because you have to be able to know how to operate in your gifts. How to operate in your fruits, to be able to understand what the fruits are. You have to be able to understand how to walk in these attributes. You have to be able to understand, your mind has to be able to perceive who you are in Christ, so that way you can speak at your level of faith, so you can speak at your level of authority, so the faith, the hope of glory, so the hope to arise inside of you, so you can understand that you have obtained these things already. You have obtained these things already. So now you're just waiting for them to manifest in the natural realm. Do you hear that? You have. Whatever you say, you have. Not you will have. Not maybe it will come, but you have. You have, right now, stop looking out your natural eyes and start looking through your spirit. Start tapping into the spirit realm. We spoke on a prayer line frequently or recently, and we talk about when you say, something told me not to do it. Something told me. That's not something. Identify it with your identity. Speak that is the Holy Spirit. Start getting one with that Spirit that is inside of you, that's leading you, directing you, and guiding you into truth, that's leading you, directing you, and guiding you into prosperity. When I say prosperity, don't think about material things. Think about your soul being transformed first. That word is just so overblown and overrated in a lot of the churches now, because prosperity message is going forth and all I hear is money. He says that you may prosper as your soul prospers. Your soul is worth more than money, and the enemy is trying to take that. The enemy is trying to destroy your identity. The enemy is trying to destroy your faith. The enemy is trying to tell you, no, don't look in the spirit realm. Look out of your natural realm, because this is what I want you to see. And too many people are getting discouraged with that message. Too many people are getting caught up in idolatry, following the money or learning or what's the word that's called, coveting You want, you desire that money so bad. You desire that materialistic so bad that you're refusing to speak the word of God for the miraculous to happen in your life. You don't understand that you're refusing it because you're still walking into what? The flesh. You're not understanding who you are. So we see the gifts of the Spirit, and it's saying that you're able to do these things. You're able to receive messages of knowledge from who? From God, from the spirit realm. God can tell you what to do, when to do it. You're able to receive wisdom from him in a situation where you didn't study. You can receive the doctorate level of wisdom and beyond that in a situation where you are unlearned. Do you hear that? This is who you are. You're able to tap into all of these things because of whose you are, because of who is inside of you. So what we have to do is start recognizing that. We have to start tapping into that. We have to start walking into that and operating into that, operating that type of level, so we can see the miraculous occur. A lot of people work really hard to obtain certain things. And I say that they run around and they chase pennies. We don't have to work hard running around chasing pennies to get rich. All we have to do is work smart and listen to the Spirit. When we listen to the Spirit and when we speak what the Spirit tells us to speak and our attributes, when we clothe ourselves in this righteousness, the right standing in Christ, do you see how many times that comes up? In Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. You're going to keep hearing it because you've got to hear it so your mind can receive it. This is how you walk into miraculous things. This is how you obtain stuff where the enemy cannot take it from you. You ever see people that receive stuff and it's just a building block? They just keep getting more stuff and more stuff, but you truly know that they are following Christ. You truly know that they're not, you know, the fakers. I'm not talking about the deceivers that have stuff one moment and then it's gone, and then they get it again and they have it for a couple of years and then it's gone. We're talking about the stuff that people are being obedient. They're being steadfast and consistent. They're walking in immuna. They're walking in faith. They're being steadfast and consistent and immovable in what God has told them to do, and they just keep getting things and getting things and getting things that the enemy can't take from them. Because what God gives you, no man, no devil, no principalities from hell, no witchcraft, no sorcery can stop or take what God has given you. Amen? Your speaking power allows you to walk in a miraculous level. Your speaking power allows your heart to be cleansed, to receive hope, for hope to be stirred up alive. Your speaking power allows you to hear the word of God so understanding can come, so wisdom of God can flow. You have to say it. When you read your Bible tonight, when you read your Bible this week, because we get together again next Monday, when you read your Bible this week, say the words out loud. Look at the tense of the word. What is Father telling you that you have right now? Speak it over your life. Hold God accountable for those things that he's telling you that you have already. And I guarantee you, you'll start seeing supernatural things occur. That's what miraculous really means. That supernatural thing is going to begin to take place in your life that's going to line you up with the living word of God for things to happen for you. Walking in your attributes, walking in your power, walking in your authority, I challenge each and every one of you to be very detailed with the desires of your heart with God and write it down. And then I challenge you to take even 15, 20 minutes and comb the scriptures and align your desires up with God's desires. And under your detailed description, write down what the Word of God says that He will do for you. Write down those scriptures. And when you look at that, your desire, you ask God, you tell God, this is what your Word says, and this is what I'm desiring. And I'm holding you accountable to your Word, Father, because you said that I can have these things. You said that your plans for me was to prosper me as my soul prospers. When I start needing things, the enemy attacks me financially all the time. The enemy attacks me financially and through my family. The enemy attacks me financially and through my family all the time. When chaos starts rising up in my family, I start pleading the blood over my family because I know the enemy is involved. When my finances seem like stuff is going wrong or they're going left and they should be coming right, I know that there's something going on in the spiritual realm, and I begin to start praying. I begin to start declaring and decreeing. I start pleading the blood over all those things and holding on to the possessions that Father said that He has given me power and authority over, dominion over. Look those things up. What do you have dominion over? Did you give that power away to the enemy because you don't understand your identity? Are you not speaking that over your life? And that's probably why miraculous things is not happening for you. We have people listening right now all over the world that is going through something. Everybody is going through something. Everybody is going through something. And right now is the time for us to buckle down and get one with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God that is inside of us, to get that intimate relationship with Him, to get so close with Him that the only thing we can do when we walk and we talk and we speak is to duplicate Him, to resemble Him, to allow the hope of glory to flow through us for His manifestations of His living Word to occur in the natural realm for us. Amen? We got about 6 minutes left, and I want us to pray. There's a lot of people that need healing. There's a lot of people that do need financial blessing. There's a lot of people that need restorations in their marriages. There's a lot of people that need unity in their families. There's a lot of people that have backslid and need to come back to Christ. There's a lot of people that just don't believe. Maybe this is your first time listening. You don't really understand who Christ is. You hear about Him, but you didn't know that you had these powers and these authorities. You never accepted Him into your life as your as Him being your Lord and Savior, to reign and rule inside of you and to direct you and lead you into eternal life. So we're going to start there. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we accept You as our Savior, as the head over our life. For You have died for our sins, O God, and we thank You and we praise You, Father. We thank You, Father, that You are leading us, that You are directing us, and You are guiding us. And we accept You, Father, to lead us, direct us, and to guide us. Holy Spirit, we ask You to reign and rule in our life each and every second of the day. Your word said that You will be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. So we thank You for lighting up all areas of darkness that is in our life today. Father, we thank You, Father, for all the things that You're doing now. Jehovah, You are the Lord that will provide. You are all existing, all knowing, and all powerful. And through Christ, we have a direct connection to You. We don't have to go to a high priest. We don't have to go to a pastor or a leader or a teacher. We can come straight to You, Father. And we're coming straight to the throne room right now because You said that we are in Christ. So therefore, we are seated in the heavenly realm with Him right now, Father. And we lay at Your feet right now. And we ask You, Father, to forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown, in thought, word, and deed. We have accepted you as our Lord and Savior to reign and rule in our life. So we're asking you for a cleansing of our heart right now. We're asking you for a stirring up of our soul right now, a stirring up of our spirit right now to lead us into all truth and into all righteousness, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are letting us know the deeper and hidden meanings of your word, that we are clothing ourselves with your armor, oh God, that we are stirring up the fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy, the meekness, the long-suffering, the patience, oh God, that we are stirring up the gifts of the spirit, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of revelation, the gifts of healing, oh God, discernment, oh God, gifts of discernment. Father, let us be able to discern the spirit that's in the individual, even if we're looking at a picture, Father. Increase our discernment so we can discern and know the spirit that's behind the individual and be able to use the power and authority that you have given us to cast them out, to call them out and free the individual, God, to free ourselves, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for that power and that authority, Father, and we now declare your healing powers to flow right now over those that need healing. Your word, Father, is alive, and we speak the living word of God through their mind, through their body, and their soul to give them healing, oh God. We speak the living word of God to restore those homes that may be broken, oh God. We speak the living word of God over financial finances, oh God. We thank you, Father, that debt is canceled right now. Supernatural blessings and miraculous miracles are going forth right now because we believe in you. We heard your word, Father, and it has stirred us up, Father. So we thank you for it. Stirring up right now in the atmosphere right now. We're receiving your promises. We're receiving your blessings. We're receiving you, Father, right now. You are the hope of glory, all of your glory. We thank you that you rain down on us right now in the name of Yeshua. You saturate us right now with your glory as you are a merciful God. And we thank you and we praise you for that right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In conclusion, I am Evangelist Yolanda Reeves from Anointed Intercessory Prayer Ministry. You can join us every day, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, not Tuesday, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can dial into the prayer line where we can pray for you, where we can pray together and walk this walk together and receive and see miraculous things occur for us. The number is 760-569-7171, and the code is 97164#. And we're declaring Numbers 6:24-26 over you, that the Lord will bless you and he will keep you, that the Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you, and that he shall give you peace. May the peace of God rest on you, and may you be able to be strengthened now to walk in a miraculous level through your faith. Amen. I love you guys so much. God loves you. Have a blessed day. And we'll join again, and I'll see you guys next Monday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.